should we blame that on Damon Albus at 5D Custom Hats and Leather at 517 Oak Street?
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
That's the best person to blame all this.
See, whenever we need $5, we just do that, you know, Damon Albus, 5D Custom Hats and Leather, 517 Oak Street. It's $10 we just made ourselves right
now. Ka-ching.
Yeah, it's $10. Yeah. Yep. Every time we say it, we get paid $5.
It's like printing money.
Damon Albus, 517 South Oak Street.
That was terrible.
It's all right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, but he's going to pay us $5 anyway. Yeah. We don't have to do it good.
Yeah. Well. We ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Dana, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Awesome. Sorry about that. We had a little technical issues there with the phone calling in.
Well, I thought maybe you were just hanging up on me already.
No, not yet. So,
okay.
Well, Dana, give everybody kind of a little update about what's going to be going on in Paducah and, or I guess, the Cottle King Old Settlers Reunion and Rodeo.
So, this is our 77th annual Cottle King Old Settlers Reunion and Rodeo, and it's always the third weekend in April, which will be April 19th and 20th this year, which is Easter weekend. So, so everybody should have a long weekend and be able to come out and enjoy the parade, rodeo, dances, and barbecue, and everything that goes on that weekend in Paducah.
You bet. So what are some of the events that are going to be going on during the weekend at those events there at the rodeo?
So our rodeo performance will be Friday and Saturday night, starting at 7:30 each night. And we'll have, you know, the typical rodeo events, tie down roping, breakaway, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, ranch bronc riding, bareback riding. And then we have a few special events. On Friday night, we'll have Shetland bronc riding.
You bet.
And this is for our kids that are 12 years and under.
Dang it.
Yeah, you're too old, Travis.
I was thinking it would be like, you know, at the amusement park where you have that little sign. It's usually a cartoon with a pointing. And if you're underneath that height, you get to do it. So I had a shot there, but if it's age, I'm out.
Yep, you're out. So, but it's 12 years and under, and it's a $50 entry fee for it, and it's always very popular. People love that event. They love to see those kids ride those little Shetland broncs, and some of them can get pretty wild.
So. Yeah, if we pay $100, could we sneak Clay in? I mean, the height restriction, he would fit.
I might just sneak him in on a bull.
His eyes just got a little big. I think he's out on the
bull. You know, I rode bulls for 2 summers, and you know what my nickname was? It was Willie Everride.
Will he ever ride? I was going to say two jumps. You made that second jump.
Yeah, that's it. That second jump is one to count, but yeah. It was more like one and a half. So how many teams do we have this year? Is it an invitation only? Some of these ranch rodeos, you know, it's kind of invitation only, like the Western Heritage Classic. Some of these are, you know, big, older ranches, been around forever, right. Most of these other ones aren't.
Well, this is actually not a ranch rodeo. It's your typical rodeo. So UPRA sponsored, and so you just have to have a membership card to the UPRA, or you can buy a gift one or temporary membership and come and ride. So it's not a team event. So it's all one man for himself. So. But, it's a typical – a lot of these small towns have gone to ranch rodeos, and we're actually holding on to our traditional type rodeo, so.
Well, that's good. You should. And y'all's area is famous for producing a lot of cowboys, and it is an area where a lot of cowboys work. So
Correct.
Yeah, I think y'all should continue to do that.
Cottle King County is big ranch country, and and the rodeo, that's where it all got started, was on ranches. Every cowboy started bragging, my horse is faster than yours, or I can rope that calf faster than you, and that's how rodeo got started.
You bet.
So was on these ranches, and so it's a fun event for everybody, so they enjoy it.
So if people want to get entered up, who do they need to reach out to get in contact to kind of get signed up for this deal?
So for the general rodeo events, they have to call our stock contractor, who is Champion Rodeo Company. And so you call them, and actually they have an app now on your phone where you can enter up on your phone, and it's called Next Gen App. So, man, these cowboys, they're getting with the time.
High tech. I mean, seeing a cowboy, a horseback with a cell phone is kind of like looking at a castle with a satellite dish.
Yeah, it is. You're exactly right. So, but yeah, they got all the technology now, and you can just get on that app and enter up. So,
That'll work. All right. Well, Dana, thank you so much for coming on and kind of filling everybody in about what's going to be going on at the rodeo out there. And be sure and boost it and try to get it out there so people know that it's going on.
Yeah, so it'll be great. So we have mutton busting that weekend, and we'll have two dances. We also have a new television show that's going to be filming Friday night in town. So they'll be out there. So we want everybody to come out and make Paducah look big for one night anyway.
That'll work. That'll work. So, all right. Anyway. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.